just simply because it was the last game, and you know, we really didn't give the fans what we feel that we could have given them this year. It was just his way of showing his respect for the fans and the support that they've given us this season.
It's not that he doesn't think he's going to be back.
No, I don't think he had anything to do with that.
Greg, you said fans who, after seeing all the drama that the team went through this offseason, are and the brand that are worried that they're going to get put something with you.
Oh, they shouldn't worry about that. I'm here to play football. The business take care of itself. If it comes down to it, I'm not a type that wants to hold out. Now, if that comes to happening, I'm not going to sit here and say I won't do it, but I'm about 99% sure that I won't be doing any of that. That's just not me. But again, you never know what happens, but I don't see it happening at all.
When you look at the timing of your situation, given the collective bargaining agreement, is it make it a little more difficult to project what might happen for you?
It does. It does. But, you know, that's why we hire agents, so they can take care of that and kind of, you know, direct us in the right way to go and see what's best. Should I wait? Should I not wait? Should we go get all that we can possibly get? Should we not? So, it's basically one of those situations where I have to sit back and kind of discuss things with my people and then see where we want to go from there.
There's a lot of uncertainty still right now, so can they even give you any concrete options of which way to go, or are they still waiting for things to kind of shake out?
I'm not sure. I haven't really honestly been talking to my agent about my contract, and I know that's probably hard to believe, but even before the season, when we did a little bit of back and forth about it, I didn't want to know because I didn't want it to become a distraction. So I told my agent if they did something that was, you know, worth our time, then let me know about it. But he never let me know anything, so we kept going forward.
Training in the offseason, what's the one thing you have to concentrate on? And where will you do your stuff before the stuff begins?
Well, I'll be back home, more than likely working out back at Western Michigan. But I think the biggest thing is just trying to stay healthy, preventive things, and just taking care of your body. Not working too hard, but working enough to where I come back in good shape, better shape than what I was this year, and so I can go through this long haul again.
When do you come back?
Here?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not leaving anytime soon, so I'll be here for a minute, but I'll be back. My wife's due in April, so we'll be back probably somewhere in March, early March. People are going to try to use every excuse in the book. I'm not one that makes excuses. I dropped 3 balls yesterday. There's no excuse for it. Favre had nothing to do with our season. People can look at it in whatever way they want to view it. But we played. He didn't. It was on us.
Then you guys started the season.
Exactly. So it wasn't, trust me, if it had been a distraction, some guys would have probably voiced that, but it wasn't a distraction. I'm sure it was tough for A-Rod at the beginning, but in hindsight, this is where we are. This is not where we would like to have been, but it is what it is.
If you lay his season in New York side by side with A-Rod's season, I mean, it's a pretty good comparison, isn't it?
I'm not interested in comparing what Aaron did and what Brett did. They're two totally different quarterbacks. They both are good quarterbacks. We have Aaron. They have Brett. Well, or they had Brett, but they have him right now until whatever happens. So.
You guys are amazing. The fact that you're one of the youngest teams in the league. How do you guys take that next step next season in the close games? I mean, if they put points of the 0-7 record in games of 4 points or less or whatever, some might say, well, because of the youth and inexperience on the team. How do you guys take that next step and learn how to win those kind of games?
Well, I mean, it's all about finishing. I don't think it really has anything to do with the youth, because we were even younger last year, and we won all the close games. So I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think it's just a learning experience. And the more experience you get, the better you will become as a team. And obviously we do have a lot of young guys, but a lot of young guys that have a great deal of experience. So with experience comes those close games, but also comes that maturity of how you handle those close games, and hopefully we'll be able to get it done next year.
Collins said yesterday that because you guys were in so much flow today, it's like you're very close to being a great team. It's just you need to find a way to win. Do you agree with that?
I definitely would agree with that. Again, we were in a lot of close games last year, and we found a way to win. This year we were in definitely a lot more close games, and we didn't get it done. And pretty much what we need to do is make this a learning experience and not let it become a reoccurring deal for next season. We have to move forward. We didn't get it done this year, but there's always next year, and we will get it done. We will get it done. We'll get it done.
You're probably a Lions fan.